tell and troubles.
Okay, Matthew 6:9. Okay, let's read together. Begin. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Amen. One more time, please. Begin.
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
As we face year 2017, the new year, we want to make this year a year of prayer. We want to be prayerful. We want to be successful in prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is our strength. Amen. When we pray, God fights for us. Hallelujah. When we don't pray, although God wants to do many things for you, actually, He cannot work without your prayer. When you pray, He works. So you want to make God move on behalf of you. You want to have God pour out His blessings upon you. You need to pray. So you pray, God fights. Amen? Repeat after me, please. I pray.
God fights.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We pray, God fights. Amen?
Amen.
Alright. Bible says, this is then how you should pray. Lord Jesus taught us how to pray. Clearly taught us how to pray. This is how then you should pray. Well, Jesus Christ clearly tells us how to pray, and we want to follow His prayer. We want to follow His guide. Okay? And the prayer starts with our Father. Our Father. Okay. The Lord's Prayer goes like this. Our Father. Everybody say,
Our Father.
Okay? We can say, my Father, your Father, my Father. We can say that too. It's correct. But when Jesus Christ taught us how to pray, He specifically used the word our instead of my Father. It's our Father. It's a plural, right? It's talking about the importance of the body of Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a Father to not only to you, not only to me, but to all of us. All those who believe in Jesus Christ, our Father, our God is a Father to all those who believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is the good news. You, your Father, my Father, we have one Father. Our Father is same.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we're one family. Amen.
Amen.
If you believe in Jesus Christ, say amen.
Amen.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Amen.
Then we have one Father, and we are one family.
Amen.
So before we do anything, we need to acknowledge that we are one family in Christ. You and I, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before you call me pastor, you should call me brother. Because I am your brother in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am not your pastor always. You're just a pastor, but I want to be your brother. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hi, Micah. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I am your pastor. Amen. But I am your brother too. Amen. Finally, he nodded his head. Amen. I am your brother. After resurrection, Jesus said to his disciples, "I will go see my brothers." He was talking to Mary. He said, "I want to see my brothers." You see, after resurrection, Jesus called his disciples my brothers. If Jesus called his disciples my brothers, then we are brothers too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says Jesus Christ is the first. He has become first son through the resurrection, and we are twin brothers. Mm-hmm. So actually, Jesus Christ is our Lord. It is correct, but Jesus Christ is also our brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. Some of you might be confused. Huh? Oh, what is he talking about? That's what's in the Bible. Jesus Christ is our Father. He is our Savior. He is our Lord, and He is our brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so our Father, okay, the importance of family, one family in Christ. Okay? Alright, I pray that you will have this concept deeply embedded in your heart, knowing that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Our Father in heaven, guess what? God is above us. God is greater. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no problems He cannot solve. There is no problem that is beyond His ability. He is above your problems. He is above your sorrow. Listen, God is in heaven. He can help you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. If God is our Father, then we are His children. Hallelujah. Amen. If we are His children, then we are the heir of His kingdom.
Amen.
You are the heir of His kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what that means? You will inherit everything of God. In the New Jerusalem, everything that is in the New Jerusalem, you know that you are going to inherit. So that's awesome gift in the gospel and good news.
Amen.
We are the inheritance, okay? We will inherit everything about who God is and what He has done for us. Hallelujah. What He has prepared for us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And at the same time, we are the children of God, so therefore, we represent His kingdom. You represent your God. So throughout the week, have you represent your God? All right, talk to the person next to you. In what ways did you represent your God during the week? Now, some of you don't say, oh, I represent Satan. This past week, I blow up my anger. I got frustrated. I had fear and all that. Even if you did in a short time of period, don't worry. God will forgive you. Amen. You're in the God's house. Amen.
Amen.
Be assured that you are a children of God if you believe in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, this group is today alive. This group, somehow, I think we're thinking something else here. Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Okay, we're gonna do competition now. Lord Jesus, all right? Bible says, if you call on His name, you will be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Joel 2:28. Is it?
32.
Joel 2:32. 이거를 이제 좀 몇 번 이렇게 쭉쭉쭉 해가지고 성경구절 어디 있는지 그걸 봐줘봐 해가지고. 그리고 한 구절 또 준비해줘야 돼. Lamentations. 예레미야가 Lamentations 3:55-56. Okay, ready? If I say 1, 2, 3, Lord Jesus, let's call on His name. Okay? We need to be awakened. All right? I know working Monday through Saturday very tiring, exhausted, but this is God's time. We need to give our full attention to our God Father. Amen.
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 Are you ready?
Yes.
No, you're not ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Lord Jesus.
Not bad. Actually, they are very strong. They're very strong. All right. Here, we got to show Philippine power. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, they're not ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. This group is a little bit stronger. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's sing a song. I feel like I'm singing a song. He has won in victory. Ready? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has won the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has won it all for me. That's the second verse. One more time.
Hallelujah.
He has won the victory.
He has won the victory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He has won it all for me
and you. Amen. It's a simple song, but it's powerful. Hallelujah. When you are in trouble, when you are downcaster, remember the song. You sing in your house, huh? In your room. Hallelujah. He has done it. He has won the victory for me. He has done it all for me. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, here we go. Joel 2:32. Let's read these scriptures together. Begin. And anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be
saved.
Come on. Will be
saved.
Will be
saved.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll go back to our scriptures, please. Matthew 6:9. Our Father in heaven, right? Hallowed be your
name.
The word hallowed is glorified, magnified, lifted up, right? So, listen, that prayer, that sentence gives us the purpose of our life. The purpose of our life is to make Father's name hallowed be. Hallowed be your name. We want to glorify Father's name. We want to lift up the God's name. That is the purpose of my life and your life and our life. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So that is the purpose of our life. Now, let's go back to Genesis 4:26. If we go back to Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, it tells us where the calling on the name of the Lord began. Okay? Alright. Are you ready?
Yeah.
There we go. Let's read together. Begin. Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, man began to call on the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The name Enosh means fragile, weak, okay? Prone to death. So that tells us like who we are in flesh. In the flesh, we are prone to death. We are fragile. We are easily broken, right? So our life is very easily broken and very fragile, very weak in the flesh. Therefore, we see the need to call on the name of the Lord, like this Enosh. Before Enosh, men were wicked and they didn't call on the name of the Lord. But at this time, they realized how they are fragile without God. So they began to call on the name of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, our life, where we are so fragile without Christ, we are so fragile, and we cannot help but help ourselves but to call on the name of the Lord. We need to call on the name of the Lord every day, every minute, every second.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I want to tell you today the importance of calling on His name, because that is the way to make His name hallowed be thy. Okay? That is a way to glorify His name. How do we glorify His name? By calling on His name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if I love my wife, of course I love my wife, right? No, I shouldn't say if. But anyway, just to convey the point here. Now, if I love my wife, then I will not hesitate to call on her name. Hallelujah. Now, if there's somebody that I don't like, of course, I love everybody. But if, just to convey a message here, right? If you have somebody that you don't like, then you would hesitate call on that name, his name or her name.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you have your enemy, if you hear your enemy's name, just hearing your enemy's name, that bothers you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
But if there's someone that you love, your wife, your husband, or your mother or father or your children, someone that you love to call on his name or her name. Because it's a sweet to you. His name or her name is a sweet to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because you have that loving relationship. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. By calling on her name, Rachel, I call her honey. Of course, honey Rachel. Or Rachel, honey. Doesn't matter. Look. By calling on her name, we are both experiencing abundance of love for one another. Are you getting me? By calling on her name, and she's calling on my name or calling me, that increases the level of our love. That helps us to experience the love more. Do you understand? If I have love for her and she has love for me, but if we don't express it, if we don't say it, what good is it? You see, love needs to be expressed. Love needs to be communicated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God loves us and He communicated clearly through His Son Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By coming onto this earth in the flesh, and He died on the cross for our sin, and He rose again and gave us new life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God communicated. He expressed. He demonstrated that love on the cross and praised the Lord.
Hallelujah.
and you love somebody, you want to express, you want to communicate that love to your brothers and sisters, right?
Amen.
Am I right?
Yeah.
So here, God says, Jesus says, hallowed be my name. Glorify my name. And how do we glorify his name? Well, by calling on his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every time, every moment you call on his name, Jesus Christ is happy. God will be glorified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So like this Enosh, fragile, weak, prone to death. But every time he called on his name, I'm sure Enosh filled with God's life, filled with the power of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Acts 7:59. Stephen, this deacon Stephen, when he was murdered, okay, when he was murdered by the leaders of the Jews, and Saul was there before he became a Paul, right? So, this is what he said. Okay, this is what he said. Do we have that? Okay, let's read this. Acts 7:59. Begin.
While they were stoning him,
Stephen prayed,
Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
You see, right before he breathed the last breath, he says, Lord Jesus. And if you go further in chapter 7, you will see people were persecuting those people, believers, who call on the name of the Lord. So this identifies who are the believers and who are non-believers. The believers call on his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you the believers?
Amen.
Are you the believers?
Amen.
Then you will call on his name.
Amen.
You will call on his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a freedom of religion in Korea, so there's no problem of calling on his name. Day and night, wherever you are, there's a total freedom, right? But what if there's a persecution comes in Korea? And so if you call on his name, you will be prisoned. Would you still call on his name?
Amen.
Would you still call on his name?
Amen.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, praise God for your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now we have a total freedom. So call on his name. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't cost any penny. Amen. This is how we love our God, by calling on His name. The purpose of calling on His name, okay, the purpose. Now, let me just explain it. Lamentations, do you have that scripture? Book of Lamentations 3:55-56. It tells us what calling on His name means. Calling, or our voice. We can say our prayer. Okay. 55:56.
Yeah.
Is it 56 too? Okay. Yeah. Can we read the scriptures together? Begin.
But I called on your name, Lord, from deep within the pit. You heard me when I cried.
Listen to my pleading.
Hear my cry for help.
Now, if you look carefully here, that word pleading, in original word, is breathing. Okay? So, breathing. Is this King James Version? Okay, never mind.
Maybe.
It's too difficult for you. Okay. Anyway, that breathing is, in a Hebrew, is breathing. Okay? So, I call on your name, calling on his name, Lord Jesus, that is like breathing. Okay? If you do a deep breathing, inhale and exhale, then it's going to help to your body to be more calm and to be more at peace, as well as your heart. You understand? So we're going to try that now, okay? How Pastor Paul is a nice guy. Okay, ready? You inhale and exhale slowly. You ready? Take a deep breath now. 자, 시작. Do you feel more peaceful? You see, physical deep breathing helps you to be at peace. Spiritual breathing will give you life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting it? Spiritual breathing will give you life. So when you are saying Lord Jesus, that is your spiritual breathing. Are you breathing? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
That's your spiritual breathing. You're breathing.
Amen.
So, when was the last time you breathed? Spiritual breathing. When was the last time you exercised spiritual breathing? Huh? If you have not called on His name for 1 week, guess what? You stop breathing. You don't go back to the mode of breathing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Start breathing again. Say,
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. So calling on His name is breathing, and is turning from sorrow into joy. Whenever you are in trouble, you call on His name, God will deliver you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
God will deliver you.
Amen.
Okay. Let's look at this now. In the Old Testament, there are about 30 different names of God. Okay? And we want to quickly go over some of those names in the Old Testament. When God wants to communicate with His people who He is, He uses word El. Okay? Here is El means God. Right? So, we have that in the outline, right? Do you see in the outline? Okay, there we go. Names that expresses who God is. Elohim. If I say Elohim, you shout the meaning. Creator. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Elohim.
Creator.
Elohim.
Highest God.
Eloi.
God who is watching.
El Shaddai.
Almighty God.
Okay, so all those names, just some of those examples of who God is, right? El. Okay? Elohim. Now, we're going to also go over whenever He relates Himself with man, relationship matter, right? He uses Jehovah. So the word Jehovah means I am who I am. Okay? So, you know, we have many songs about Jehovah, right? That's right. Now, but we have to understand that the word Jehovah, the name Jehovah refers to Old Testament. In the New Testament, there is no Jehovah. Okay? We have to understand who is Jehovah in the New Testament. Later, I will say. Okay, so let's just now go over now. Jehovah Jireh, you say? God my provider, God my healer, like this, right? Are you ready? Jehovah Jireh.
God my provider.
Jehovah Rapha.
God my healer.
Jehovah Nissi.
God my victory.
Jehovah Shalom.
God my peace.
Jehovah Roi.
God my shepherd.
Jehovah Shammah.
God who is present.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This Jehovah God is your God. Amen.
Amen.
And guess what? All these names that we just went over, all these names, El God and Jehovah God, El God and Jehovah God, all this Old Testament, there are about 30 names. When you come to New Testament, New Testament, when you come to New Testament, there is none of these names. There's only one name exists in the New Testament. And that name is?
Jesus Christ.
That name is?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus?
Christ.
Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So in Jesus, this Jesus name, Jesus Christ's name, includes all this.
Amen.
Jesus Christ includes Eloi, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha, all these names are included in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
That's why we call His name Lord Jesus. Because this word Lord was added after the resurrection. So when you look at the epistles, book of epistles, where Apostle Paul wrote most of the New Testament, two-thirds of the New Testament, you will see the word Lord was added before Jesus. So His name is Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this Lord Jesus is greater.
Amen.
It's greater than any other names out there.
Amen.
By the way, 3 years Jesus Christ spent with His disciples, right? You can say in one word, Jesus taught the disciples about the Father's name. And the Father's name was Jesus Christ. Remember when Jesus was conceived in Mary, right? Angel appeared, and an angel told Joseph, you shall have son, and his name shall be?
Jesus.
So, who gave that name to Jesus?
God.
Who's God? Father. Father gave that name Jesus to his son. Hallelujah. You want to know? Okay, let's look at the scripture. John 17:11. Alright, let's read it together. Begin.
I will remain in the world no longer,
but they are still in the world.
And I am coming to you.
Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. So this is what Jesus is saying here in John 17. He says, oh, you gave me that name. Father, you gave the name, the Father's name, and that name is Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, in that name, Jesus, we are protected and we are safe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will surely protect you and God will surely put you in safe mode under His name, Jesus.
Amen.
We are brothers and sisters because we know that name, Jesus. We are safe because we are under His name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we ought to love that name, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The saving name, the powerful name, the healing name. His name is above all names. We love that name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So if you know Jesus, you know who God is. If you know Jesus, you know who the Father is. If you know Jesus, you know who the Holy Spirit is. Because Jesus Christ is the name of God the Father and God the Son. And God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew 28, remember that? Matthew 28:18-20 says, baptize them in the name of the
Father,
Son, Holy Spirit. What is that name?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Jesus
Christ. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus says, if you have seen me, you have seen my Father. Father and I, we are one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus, we are one family. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus, we are one brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we should love His name. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if you were exercising calling on His name, Lord Jesus, in the year 2016. I don't know if you were doing it. But I pray that if you're doing it, you'll continue to do it. You will do it even more. Amen.
Amen.
If you haven't done it, I encourage you, start calling on His name because you will be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word save is not just talking about eternal life. You're talking about every moment of your life. Do you understand?
Amen.
You're about to get into accident. Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ will deliver you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are feeling sorrow and depressed. You say, Lord Jesus, and you'll be delivered from the depression mode. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are in trouble. You are in fear. Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Then you are going to have peace. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's exercise now. Bible says, do not deceive yourself just by hearing the word of God. Just by be the hearers of the word. Bible says, be the doers of the word. Amen?
Amen.
The doers of the word. I'm interested, and Jesus Christ is interested for you to become the doers of the word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, here comes. Satan is coming, and he's giving you thoughts of worries now. Worries and anxieties now. Worries and anxieties.
Lord Jesus.
I like this brother. you're shaking off all those all those worries, right? Oh, I see the worries are coming and popping out now. It's going away. Oh, his anxieties are going away. Yes! Don't just say it. Shake it off. Alright. Oh, Satan is coming again. Oh, this time, dirty thoughts are coming into your mind.
Lord Jesus!
Oh, this time Satan is coming with fear. He's giving you fear to your heart. Fear!
Lord Jesus!
Oh, this time Satan is giving you a hug. You can just lie one time. Don't worry. Lie one time. Okay, say lie to your father, your mother. Go ahead. Lie. Become a liar.
Lord Jesus!
Oh, today is a Sunday. Overflowing church, 2 p.m. Oh, I'm so tired. Now is a 12 o'clock. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, it's so good in the sofa. Oh wow, this fun program is coming out from TV now. Oh, I feel like today just Relax. Okay, don't. I'm not going to go to hell just by missing one service.
Lord Jesus!
Remember?
So, what happens to all those brothers and sisters who are not here today? Hallelujah!
Amen! Amen.
Somebody has bitten you, gossip about you, say wrong things about you. The hatred is coming for it now. Come on. Hatred, Lord, hate that person,
Jesus.
Beat that person, kill that person!
Lord Jesus!
Are you getting me, brothers and sisters? Yeah. Hallelujah!
Amen.
This is how you glorify God's name! God says, hallowed be my name! Say, as he said, okay? Pray this way, hallowed be my name! This is how we glorify God's name, to lift up his name, by seeing it, by calling his name. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Because his name is the sweetest name of all. His name is powerful above all.
Amen.
Your thought is soulish and fleshlish. And how do you shift your fleshly thought to spiritual thoughts? By saying,
Lord Jesus.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. This is the key. I'm telling you, this is the key. The more you call on his name, Lord Jesus, you will experience his sweetness. You will experience his life. You will experience his power. You will experience his presence. And the more you experience, the more you'll be formed with his Christ-likeness. And you will be able to live out Christ in your life.
Amen.
Are you getting me? How can you live out Christ when you don't enjoy him? You can only live out Christ when you enjoy him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you enjoy him when you say his name with your mouth. And that's why the Bible says, you will be saved. Everyone will be saved. All those who call on his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Micah, hallelujah. You say, Lord Jesus, 100 times every day. Amen. Maybe you'll be pastor after 20 years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to say 100 times too? Oh, sure. 100 times. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm done. So are you going to call on his name?
Amen.
You come next Sunday, brothers and sisters. You come here, you testify what happened when you call on his name during the week. What happened? You come testify. Amen? During the time of next post Christ, I want you to come and share what he has done to you.
Amen.
When you start calling on his name, share the miracles that will happen in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand together and sing that song. Where is that song, brother? No.
Jesus, your name.
Can you take this back? Put this on. Let's all stand together, sing this song, Jesus, your name, power.